tears.
没有想到他们能够在一起, 侍奉神。
Did not realize that they would serve the Lord together.
我心里很有感触。
My heart is touched.
因为我们应当把年轻人都带到主的面前。
Because we need to bring all the young people before the Lord.
在家中应当有侍奉的榜样。
And in the home, there should be an example of serving the Lord.
年轻人应当看见我们怎么样侍奉神。
So young people need to see how we serve the Lord.
好叫他们在自然的环境里面受到栽培。
And that they're in a very natural environment that they will be brought up.
侍奉不是需要另外从一个新的角度来学习, 而是必须在家里面就开始。
And that to serve the Lord is not something that you learn from another perspective, but it should begin right at home.
有多少人上个礼拜曾经邀请朋友到你家里去?
How many of you invited people into your home last week?
或者你对人说有空就到我家里来玩，有没有这样的人？
Or have you said to somebody that if you have time, would you come to your home and visit?
Alice在那举手，Alice很好客一点啊。
Alice is very hospitable. She raised her hand.
弟兄姊妹们，是不是我们常常讲说，请你到我家里来？
Do we often say to people, come to my home?
上礼拜讲过这话，请举手好吗？
How many of you said that last week? Would you raise your hand?
忘记了，还是忘记了，讲太多忘记了。 上礼拜家里有客人的，也许记得有多少人家里有客人。
How many have guests in your home? Would you please raise your hand?
有多少人有客人？
How many have had guests?
只有这么多吗？ 还不止吧？
啊？ Are these only people? Are there more?
上个月有的都举手，这个月，上个月，1月份里面有客人来家里。
Last month, there are people in your home.
只有这么一点吗？
That's all we have?
我有点失望。
I'm disappointed.
因为我认为我们弟兄姊妹都是非常好客的。
Because I thought we are all very hospitable.
在家的观念中间，我们需要今天早晨交通到怎么样侍奉。
And we want to consider this morning how to serve the Lord in our homes.
约书亚记第24章。
Joshua chapter 24.
曾经有一句非常有名的话。
There's a very famous statement.
就是约书亚曾经对他们以色列百姓做见证。
And that is the testimony that Joshua gave to the Israelites.
而且他也以此教导以色列百姓。
And he also taught the Israelites.
他说至于我和我们的至于我和我家我们必定侍奉耶和华。
He said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
这是在15节里面所说的。
And this is in verse 15.
因为在当时的情形，以色列人心里有许许多多的贪图，他们侍奉偶像，侍奉别神。
Because during this time, there were many temptations among the Israelites. They served the idols and they served the other things.
所以很显然，他们的家也是拿来侍奉别的偶像或别的神，或者是其他的需要。
And even their homes were places where they served other idols and other material things.
但是耶稣这样说，至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
But Joshua said, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
当然这里指的我家不光是一个物质的家，是指着他的儿女子孙来说的。
Of course, when he said my house, he's not referring just to the material house, he's referring to his children and grandchildren as well.
可是我们同样有理由相信，当他们要侍奉神的时候，这个家，物质的家，一定也占相当的重要地位。
But we also know that if you want to consider what this means, that of course the material house was included.
我记得我以前记得有一次何丽云姊妹跟我讲，他们的老板每年要请一次客。
And there was a sister who shared with me that her boss would invite the employees to a dinner once a year.
但这个课是非常有政治性的。
But this dinner has a political reason.
你一请客就知道哪个人第一年开始要受宠，哪个人要被贬义。
And after this dinner, you will know who are going to be lifted up and who are going to be demoted.
我太太从前也在 UCI 做事，他们每年老板也要请一次客。
And my wife used to work at UCI, and her boss also would invite all the people below him to dinner.
我们到了他家去，很大的游泳池。
So we went to their home. She has a big swimming pool.
在那里大家开 party.
And there's a big party there.
但是这些家拿出来的使用，并不是为了神。
But this the things that they used for the to be used for the people were not for the Lord.
我们很会利用这个家来达到一些我们所要侍奉的目的。
And we can use our home to reach the end of what we want.
所以家是一个侍奉上非常有利的东西。
And therefore the house is a very important element.
有些时候在公司里不能解决的问题。
And sometimes the things that you cannot solve at your, you know, in your company.
在正面, 在公开的场合,
and some of the things that you cannot solve in public. And sometimes that you cannot deal with all the political elements involved.
你就把他请到家里里面来,
and you would invite them to your home and try to solve the many problems.
我想这是我们每个人在社会上面生存所学会的一些东西。
And I believe that is something we have learned in this society.
但是弟兄姊妹们，圣经上说，约书亚告诉我们说，对于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
But brothers and sisters, Joshua said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
自从他说了这句话以后，侍奉那家作为一个器皿，成为很大的一个见证。
And after he said this, made the statement, as far as the house being used to serve the Lord became a great testimony. And we know that in the Old Testament, the Word of God has to be carried into their homes.
主耶稣在讲道的时候，也常常讲到那个灯要照亮一家的人。
And Jesus, when he preached, he often said that the light must shine to the everyone in the house.
弟兄姊妹们，今天我们再一次思想家怎么样被我们用来侍奉神的时候。
But this morning we consider again how can our house be used to serve the Lord.
我相信对于我们是一个非常实际的教导。
And I believe this is a very practical teaching.
因为我们已经有在家庭的聚会。
Because we already have home fellowship.
而且有一些弟兄姊妹跟我建议说，哎，这些福音的朋友，我们应该再有个机会，请他们到家里来再来谈一谈。
And I hear other different people say that these are friends of the gospel, we should invite them to our homes again so we can share with them more.
我们遇见一些朋友们的家庭聚会里面，他们有心来寻求神。
In our some of our home meetings, there are people with hearts to seek after the Lord.
若是没有心的话，他不会来参加家庭聚会。
If they have no hearts, they will not come to these meetings.
但是好像我们请他来教会，对他来讲，教会太大，而且太陌生。
But when we invite them to church, it seems that the church is too big and too unfamiliar. I don't know how you feel. If I did not go through the Bible study first,
可能我在教会里面会觉得我对于教会所讲的东西太陌生，太不熟悉，因此我觉得很外行而不好意思。
And when I will go to church and I will feel that the things that are said is too unfamiliar with me and that I will not feel comfortable there.
你知道，一个人若是觉得很不自在的时候，他就不愿意参与。
You know, if someone who does not feel comfortable, he will not be there, he will not be a part of something.
当我们传福音给人的时候，一定要给他一些预备好的知识。
And when we share the gospel with the people, we have to give them something that's prepared.
当然我们可以去看他。
Of course, we can go see that person.
但是有时候我们可以利用我们的家成为传福音的一个非常
But sometimes we can use our homes to be a middle point.
你看在使徒行传里面，保罗传福音的时候，他一点都没有放过家的功用。
You can see in the book of Acts, Paul did not let go of the opportunities that can be used for the houses.
我们看见那里的弟兄姊妹们，当他们起来的时候，当他们信主的时候，家就立刻转换成为神侍奉神的一个工具。
We see that when the believers became a Christian, their homes very automatically become places for the preaching of the gospel.
我们以前曾经讲过，做长老的条件有一个是要非常好客才行。
We know that one of the qualifications to be an elder is someone who is hospitable.
意思就是说，他能够接待远人，接待外人。
And that is, he can receive outsiders, foreigners.
而把家拿出来和人分享。
And that his home can be used to share with others.
所以我们看看使徒行传里面帮助神的儿女怎么样做这些事情。
And so we see in the book of Acts how the brothers and sisters in the early days did this.
我们只有很少的时间，所以我就和大家看使徒行传三处的圣经。
We don't have too much time, so I shall look at three passages in Acts.
第一个，请看使徒行传16章15节。
First of all, is Acts chapter 16, verse 15.
我们多读一节14节开启。
And perhaps we begin with verse 14.
使徒行传16章14节说，有一个卖紫色布店的妇人，名叫吕底亚，是推亚推拉城的人，素来敬拜神。他听见了，主就开导他的心，叫他留心听保罗所讲的话。他和他一家既领了洗。 并且我们说，你们若以为我是真信主的，请到我家里来住。于是强留我们。
Acts 16 verse 14. One who heard us was a woman named Lydia from the city of Thyatira, a seller of purple goods, who was a worshipper of God. The Lord opened her heart to give heed to what was said by Paul. And when she was baptized with her household, she besought us, saying, If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come to my house and stay. And she prevailed upon us.
这里就讲到一个家庭吕底亚的家打开来为了侍奉神。
And this we see how Lydia's home was opened up for the Lord.
我们再看同一章使徒行传十六章，我们看第二十九节读下来。
And we shall read also first chapter 16 verse 29.
一直读到三十四节。
And to verse 34.
这里信主叫人拿灯来就跳进去，战战兢兢的匍匐在保罗希拉面前，又令他们出来说，二位先生，我当怎样行才可以得救？他们说，当信主耶稣，你和你一家都必得救。他们就把主的道讲给他和他全家的人听。当夜就在那时候，信主的把他们带去洗他们的伤，他和属乎他的人立时都受了洗。于是信主领他们上自己家里去，给他们摆上饭，他和全家因为信了神都很喜乐。
And he called for lights and rushed in, and trembling with fear, he fell down before Paul and Silas, and brought them out and said, Men, what must I do to be saved? And they said, Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household. And they spoke the word of the Lord to him, to all that were in his house. He took them the same hour of the night, washed their wounds, and he was baptized at once with all his family. Then he brought them up into his house, and set food before them. And he rejoiced with all his household that he had believed in God.
我们很容易注意那里所发生的事情。
We can notice what happened there.
但是这里我们特别提到这两个家发生了作用。
But there are two very things that we want to mention especially is that both of them in their home something had happened.
这里不仅说到他们全家得救。
Not only that whole household believed.
而且并且说到家里面重新的拿出来侍奉神。
But also how they use their home to serve the Lord.
也许这是有关系的。
But perhaps there's a relationship.
因为若是不是全家都侍奉都信主的话，很难有一个同样的决定要把家拿出来作为侍奉神的工具。
Because if the whole household did not believe in the Lord, it would have been difficult for them, for the whole household to use their hometo serve the Lord.
第十六章三十一至三十一节这句话是非常帮助人的。
In chapter 16, verse 31, this verse is very helpful.
保罗希拉对那个信徒说，当信主耶稣，你和你一家都必得救。
Paul and Silas spoke to the jailer, believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household.
这句话什么意思？
What is the meaning of this word?
这句话不是说你如果信了耶稣基督，你一家都能够得救。
It does not mean that if you believe, your whole household will be saved.
因为得救是个人的事情，没有办法，因为家长都得救，全家都得救了。
Because salvation is an individual matter, not because the parents believe, automatically the children will believe.
应该是每一个人信耶稣，每个人都可以得救。
That is, each individual must believe, and each individual will be saved.
但是保罗和希拉讲这句话的时候，里面有这么大的力量。
But Paul and Silas has great power in speaking these words.
因为他看见这个信主对于他的家人是非常的有影响力的。
Because he saw that this head of the house has great influence on his household.
这是一个正常的健全的家。
And this is a very normal and a complete family.
他对于他的儿女对于他的妻子有影响力量。
He has influence on his children and his wife.
所以他如果信主这一家都能得救。
And therefore if he believes in Jesus his whole family will be saved.
弟兄姊妹们，今天很多时候我们看见家庭遭了破坏，因此不能够影响家人信主。
And we see that today many families are broken apart, and that they cannot influence the family house, the whole household.
在信主基督徒的弟兄姊妹，在已经信主弟兄姊妹中间，也有这样的借口。
And many who believe in Jesus have make such excuses.
我越来越相信这些话是借口，而不是真实的。
I believe more and more that this statement is excuse and not a fact.
就是他们说，我愿意让我的儿女有更大的宗教自由。
And we may say that we want our children to have greater religious freedom.
其实在我看来，我越来越相信，就是因为我们跟儿女中间的关系不正常。
Now, I believe, from my perspective, that's because they don't have a normal relationship between the parents and the children.
我们已经知道用高压的手段不能叫儿女们顺服。
And we already know that we cannot pressure our children to be obedient.
所以我们就只好放纵。
And so we let go.
但是放纵也不能叫他们寻求神。
But let go cannot lead them to seek after the Lord.
我们只有真正注意到家庭的问题的时候，才能够影响儿女们有属灵的健康。
And we must pay attention to the problems in the home so that the children will have a spiritual health.
也不是高压，也不是放纵。
Not pressure, neither is a let go.
而是爱里面的管制。
But in love to discipline them.
因为有爱，才有管制的结果。
Because when there's love, then there's results in discipline.
若是没有管教，圣经里面告诉我们说，这就是私子、私生子。
If there's no discipline, it means they are illegitimate children.
因为不是我们自己的儿子，我们不爱他，不在乎。
Because they're not our own children, and we don't care.
很多时候，我们的儿女要明白这个管教的目的，他们才知道我们是爱他的。
And many times, the children need to know the reason for our discipline or the purpose for our discipline, so that they will realize our love for them.
很可惜，常常我们了解到这方面需要，是已经太迟了。
It's too bad that oftentimes when we begin to realize this, it's already too late.
我们的儿女已经离开我们去了。
Our children have already left us.
已经不受管制。
They already can no longer receive discipline.
也不受我们的照顾。
And neither do they want to receive our care.
这就是我们家庭不能发挥作用，把儿女领到神的面前的原因。
And this is the reason that we cannot in our homes be an effective place to bring our children before the Lord.
我说这句话并没有代表任何的优越感。
I'm not saying this because of any pessimism that I feel.
优越感 superiority.
Or superiority feeling.
我们都在神的面前了解这些真理。
We all know these truths before the Lord.
但是当我们明白这些真理之后，我们怎么样改正？
But when we know this truth, what changes are we going to make?
还是有机会的。
We still have opportunity.
当我们明白这是我们必须面对的问题的时候，才能够谦卑地在神面前求神的帮助。
And when we understand that something needs to be done, then we can humble ourselves before the Lord and ask the Lord to change us.
这里面就是家里面一家人都能够信主的一个最基本的要求。
And this is a basic requirement for the whole family to come to know the Lord.
就是家里面一定要有正常的规矩。
And that is in the home there must be a regular
或者是正常的秩序。
Or the regular order.
若是这样子的话，我们对于儿女的带领和教导就会产生果效。
And if that's the case, then our leading of the children and bring them up will have fruit.
有一次，我和我太太两个人被请去带领一些特别的聚会。
At one time, my wife and I were invited to lead some special meetings.
那里我们就讲到管教儿女的这一方面的需要注意的事情。
And we talked about the things that we need to pay attention to concerning bringing up children.
等到我们讲完以后，有些弟兄姊妹说：“哎，你们讲的真是有道理，真是好。”
And when we finished, some people came up to us and said that what you said was very reasonable, very good.
他们说神真是给你们智慧。
They said the Lord has really given you wisdom.
我心里面在暗笑。
And I was laughing in myself.
不是神给我们智慧。
Not that the Lord has given us wisdom.
是因为我们太愚昧，所以我们经过错误的学习才有这样智慧。
Because we ourselves are so dumb.That we have made so many mistakes that the Lord has taught us.
你知道一个好的老师，他的要求不一定是好学生。
You know that the requirement of a good teacher is not necessarily a good student.
有些很好的学生不会成为很好的老师。
You know sometimes a good student.
更比一个 teacher.
The good students may not necessarily be good teachers.
因为他在学习的过程中一点没有困难。
Because in his learning process, he didn't have any difficulty.
所以他就不知道那些笨的人是怎么样痛苦。
And so he did not know the hardships, the ones who are dumb has to go through.
我不是所有老师都是笨蛋啊。
I'm not saying all the good teachers are dumb.
有些老师又聪明又知道人怎么样学不会，所以他们变成很好的老师。
And some teachers are very smart, but they also know how difficult it is for people to learn, so they became good teachers.
其实我们说到在家庭中间的事情时候，这一个乃是生命的真正表现。
And but when we talk about families,This is the true expression of life.
家里的关系绝对是出于生命的。
that the cares in the home is truly of life.
你不能用威严来管理家庭。
You cannot use authority to rule your home.
你不能用金钱来管理你的家庭。
You cannot use money to rule your home.
你说孩子，如果你乖，我给你每个礼拜给你十块钱，一百块钱零用钱。
You cannot say if you're a good child, I'll give you $10 for your spending money.
你这样很快，你的零用钱越增加越多，而且你的孩子越来越贪心贪钱。
And your money, your expenses will increase, and your children will be more greedy.
所以弟兄姊妹们，一个正常的家庭。 在中间必须是看见生命中间彼此相联合的关系。
And therefore a normal family must be one that they see the relationship connections in life.
在这里我要提出一件事情。
I want to mention something here.
你们看吕底亚的家庭。
You see the family, the Lydia's family.
其实吕底亚家庭不一定是那样完全perfect家庭。
We see that her family may not necessarily be a perfect family.
为什么这样说?
And why was it so?
因为当我们读到吕底亚的时候,
because when we read about Lydia,
你没有看见她的丈夫名字,
we don't see the name her husband being mentioned.
她有没有丈夫, 或者丈夫是不是跟她在一起, 或者已经死亡, 我们都不知道。
Does she have a husband? Is her husband with her? Is her husband passed away? We don't know.
但是这里她却说, 她和她的一家都受了洗。
But it says, tells us, that she and her family, her household were baptized.
所以我们看见就在一个不完全的家庭里面,
and therefore we see that even in a family that is not complete,
神还是可以有恩典怜悯的关系, 叫这个家有正常的爱的流露。
And through God's mercy that he can still let this family experience the flowing of his love.
因为家里面有强固的联合。
Because in the family there's a strong kind of relationship. Because there's a true sincerity among them.
对于Lydia也好，或者这个镜子也好, 他们决定把他家打开,
and therefore, whether it's Lydia or this jailer, they open their homes to serve the Lord.
Lydia的话很有意思.
And the words in concerning Lydia has great meaning. If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord,
这里有小字翻译说，你们若以为我是忠心侍奉神的，
and there was a footnote that says that if you really believe in the English, actually translated this way already.
他说你就可以，请你到我家里来住。
Come to my house and stay.
所以就把保罗、希拉留在他的家里面。
And therefore Paul and Silas went and stayed with her.
我们就想到在旧约里面也有这样的情形。
We see the similar situation in the Old Testament.
有一个书念妇人。
There was a Shunammite woman.
她每一次看见先知过来的时候，就把她留下来，给她一张床，给她一个小房间，住在那里。
And whenever she sees the prophet coming through, she offers her house with a room for this prophet.
这个先知就是以利沙。
And this is Elisha.
所以我想，这个吕底亚接待保罗、希拉的时候，她心里的感觉，可能她也想到是像以往苏念妇人一样。
And perhaps when Lydia offered her home, she perhaps remembered about the Shunammite woman in the Old Testament.
弟兄姊妹们，从前我还没有侍奉主的时候，我很喜欢接待传道人。
Dear brothers and sisters, before I became a Christian, I love to provide hospitality for our preachers.
在我家里住过的传道人，我数都数不清楚。
Among those who have stayed in my home, I could not number them.
不是等到我信主以后，他们才来我家住。不是说我侍奉主出来全世界之后，他们才来我家住。
They did not come after I received Christ or after I became a preacher.
在我在学生的时代就是这样，在这个研究生的时候就是这样。
But when I was a graduate student, it was already like this.
我们家里并不大。
We did not have a large home.
我们从前只有一个房间，怎么样接待传道人呢？
We only have one room. How do we provide hospitality for them?
照接待不误，没问题，照样照接待不误，没有问题。
We still did it anyway.
有些时候，这个传道人年纪比较轻一点，他实在不愿意，不好意思让我们俩坐在客厅，他坚持坐在客厅，我们也让他坐客厅。
And sometimes the younger missionaries would not feel good that if we let him have our room. So he would insist to stay in the living room, and we would let him.
后来我们搬了一个两个卧室的一个 mobile home.
And then we went to a mobile home which has two bedrooms.
这样就非常好了，接待传道人非常好。And
this was very ideal for providing hospitality.
所以弟兄们，不在意你家里多大多小，而是你是不是真正有心要侍奉神。
So it doesn't matter how big or how small is your house. Do you have a heart to receive those who serve the Lord?
让我告诉你, 当我们把传道人接到家里的时候,
and let me tell you, when I invite them into my home, I receive a great deal of blessings.
第一个,当你家里有客人的时候,你一定要注意稍微整齐一点。Now,
first of all, when you have a guest in your home, you kind of pay attention to take care of your house.
这还不是我说的好处。
当你和一些侍奉主的人或者是神的儿女在一起的时候，你有真实交通的机会。And when you serve them, you have true opportunities to share.
我父亲那一次接待了 Dr. Pickthorn 在他家里住。My
father invited Dr. Pickthorn to stay with him.
在他们家住的时候，他就发现 Dr. Pickthorn 很喜欢吃 chocolate.
He discovered that Dr. Pickthorn loves chocolate.
而且胃口好得很，什么东西摆上都能吃。
And also has a very good appetite. Whatever you put in front of him, he will eat.
我们父母亲是非常好的接待人的人。
And my parents are very hospitable people.
Dr. Pickthorn 就有机会跟他们一起谈论，讲很多很多的事情。
And so Dr. Pickthorn had many opportunities to share much with them.
所以弟兄姊妹们，不光是在讲台上面借着讲道，叫我们属灵生命有影响改变。
And therefore, what it's preaching from the pulpit, the word of God that has an impact in our lives.
我相信吕地亚接待保罗、希拉的时候，他真正看见一个侍奉主的人生活。I
believe when Lydia invited them to stay with her, that she saw in their lives what their life was like.
而这一个，我相信是保罗、希拉也愿意把他们自己生命放在吕地亚家里而产生影响。
And I believe that Paul and Silas would also want to give up their lives to live out in their home what their life was like.
所以这里给我们看见一个榜样。
And therefore we see example here.
在家里面可以有生活上的交通和表现。
In a home, there could be the expression in our life, the testimony in our lives.
不像在讲台上面，在家，在外面的时候，我们必须领带。 西装必挺穿戴整齐。
It's not like in a pulpit or outside that we have to wear our tie and wear our coat.
有时候我出去的时候，在弟兄姊妹家里住的时候，他们也给我一点保留，让我有一点点这个 privacy， 一个房间。
Sometimes when I stay with other brothers and sisters, they will give me some privacy. They will give me another room.
但实际上讲起来，在一起生活的时候，实在没有办法逃避。
But no matter what, when you live together, you cannot avoid many things.
这就是神。 在这些事情上面，借着生活给我们的帮助。
And this is what the Lord gives, the opportunity the Lord gives to us in our in the realities of life.
吕迪亚是在腓立比教会最早开始的一个姊妹。
Lydia was the first woman in the church of Philippi who came to know Jesus.
你看腓立比的教会有一种特别的表现，就是他们中间彼此上面那个爱的流露。
You can see the church of Philippi has a very special expression. There's a great deal of love among them. I believe this is something comes as a result of their sharing their lives together. I think it's strange that the children would like to go to other people's homes to stay overnight.
大人不大会做这样的事情哈。
The older people do not always want to do this.
或者我跟这样子讲，今天我到你家里住一两天好不好？
Oh, I don't say to Andrew, say Andrew can come stay with you for a couple of days.
我不知道他会怎么想，奇怪，都弟兄你在干什么？
I don't know what he would think. What are you up to, brother child, that you will want to do this?
所以有一些别的地方教会的弟兄姊妹，反而我跟他们熟一点。
And therefore, some brothers and sisters from other churches, I know them even more.
在 Huntsville 那里教会，他们真是把我强留在他们家里住几天，这里住几天，那里住几天。
In Huntsville, the brothers and sisters there have insisted that I would stay with them, and I would stay a few days with one family, a few days with another family.
这样就和他们有相当真实上的认识和感情上的沟通。
And then we have true fellowship and sharing.
第二个例子我们看见和利迪亚不一样。
And the second example here is something different from Lydia.
因为保罗在那里把禁足带领信主以后，
because after Paul led this jailer to the Lord,
禁足很需要一些基本的教导，
and this jailer needs some basic teaching.
所以在哪里教导呢？
So how did he teach him?
这个禁足问说：“二位先生，我当怎样行才可以得救？”
This man said, "What must I do to be saved?"
你想保罗希拉的回答就这么简单，当信主耶稣，你和你一家都必得救，就这样完了吗？
Consider, did Paul And Silas simply answered very simply, just believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved.
怎么样信, 怎么样是信耶稣呢?
What does it mean to believe in the Lord?
耶稣是谁呢?
Who is Jesus?
为什么他是主呢?
Why is he Lord?
怎么样呢? 我为什么要这样信他呢?
How, why do I need to believe in him?
你所说的得救是什么意思呢?
What does it mean to be saved?
因为虽然镜子问说, 二位先生, 我怎样行才可以得救? 他说的得救和保罗讲的得救不一定是一件事情。
Although the jailer said, man, what must I do to be saved? When he used the word saved, it's different than the way Paul used the word.
你们有没有想过, 这个镜子问的得救可能不是指的我们灵魂得救像基督徒所了解一样。
Have you considered that when jailer used this word, he did not mean, he's not talking about salvation that we're talking about.
但是保罗就利用这个同样的话来说到主的救恩。
But Paul used the same word that he used and to refer to the salvation of Jesus Christ.
这个镜子所了解的是什么?
Now what does this jailer understand that to mean?
这里的镜子了解这两个人是犯人被抓来下来监理的。
And the jailer knows that these two are criminals and they have been punished to be in this prison.
这个基督徒了解这两个人是犹太人在这里的生活。
And that that he knows that these two are Roman?
Jews.
Jews. These two are Jews.
去来骚扰罗马人的生活,罗马的这个城。
They are disturbing this Roman city.
他们在这里把他打了一顿才放在监里的。
And they have beaten them up and then put them in prison.
而且禁足说的命令要严严地看着他们,不许他们逃掉。
And the jailer had received instruction to watch them carefully that they would not run away.
等到半夜的时候,保罗希拉在监狱里面祷告,唱诗赞美神。
But in the middle of the night, as Paul and Silas were praying and praising God,
而且所有的囚犯都在侧耳而听。
And all the other prisoners were listening to them.
我不晓得保罗希拉哪个人唱得好,哪个人唱高音,哪个人唱低音。
I don't know which one of them sang better or which one sang which part.
但是他们在那里众囚犯,圣经里面说,侧耳而听。
But we know the scripture tells us that all the other prisoners were listening to them.
因为他们的歌声不仅是悦耳,而且他们歌声里面带着圣灵的能力。
Because in their song, not only it was pleasing to the ears, but because it's power of God.
地大震动忽然,
and then the earth shook.
监狱的地基都震动,而且监门立刻全部开了。
The foundation of the prison was shaken, and all the doors were opened.
众囚犯的锁链都脱落,
and everyone's fetters were unfastened.
在这些事情中间,圣经里记载非常奇妙。
And this is a very wondrous incident.
这里说,禁主一醒过来,
and the scripture said the jailer woke up.
我就不晓得为什么囚犯在那听保罗唱诗,而禁主能够睡觉。
I don't know why the prisoners were listening to the Paul and Silas singing, and the jailer was asleep.
可能对于那些囚犯来讲,这些保罗希拉唱的诗歌是天上悦耳的天籁。
Perhaps that the songs they were singing had a good sound to them.
但是禁主却以为是催眠曲。
And perhaps for the prisoner, for the jailer, there was a music to put him to sleep.
但是事实上很容易明白,因为禁足在那里并没有什么压力嘛,他不需要福音。
But it's easy to understand this because the jailer was not under any pressure. He did not feel that he needed salvation.
而这些囚犯,他们却有这么大的需要。
But these prisoners had great need.
他们在捆锁中间,他们在监禁底下,他们想要得到自由。
And they are under bondage. And they want a freedom.
所以你看哪人会注意听保罗跟希拉所传的信息?
And so who would want to listen to the message from Paul and Silas?
禁足一行过来,他看见监门全开,自然的反应就是以为囚犯都逃跑了。
And when jailer woke up and saw that all the prison doors were open, of course he thought that all the prisoners have escaped.
因为他是一个罗马兵丁,受过训练,要尽忠职守。
Because he's a Roman soldier, he had been trained to be very faithful to his duties.
另外一个办法就是自杀。
And he knows that when he could not be faithful to his duty, he only had one other alternative, that is to commit suicide.
我也不晓得为什么保罗就知道这个紧急的情况而大声地呼召他。
We don't know why Paul already knew the extreme condition, and he cried out.
也许这个禁足一醒过来看见监门大开头一个反应很紧张就赶快跑来跑去看看所有门都打开他却没有注意到人在哪里
And perhaps the jailer was excited after he woke up. He was running around, saw, seeing all the doors were open. He did not notice that the people were still there. And perhaps they were not in the individual cells. Maybe they were all gathered in Paul's jail cell. And so perhaps he really thought that all the prisoners have escaped. He did not see Paul's jail cell.
所以保罗赶快大声呼召说：“不要伤害自己，我们都在这里。”
And so Paul cried with a loud voice, "Do not harm yourself. We're all here."
弟兄姊妹，你想想看，这个进监狱里的情况是非常奇妙的一个布道大会。
Can you imagine a very wonderful evangelist meeting right here in this prison?
保罗说：“我们都在这里。”
And Paul says, "We're all here."
所以禁足所了解的。 那个得救跟保罗讲的得救不一样。
And so this jailer's understanding of being saved is different than what Paul had in mind.
禁足叫人拿着灯来，而且跳进监牢里面，可见那是地牢，是个低的地方。
And the jailer called for lights, and he rushed in. He just jumped in, and it's probably something that's lower.
保罗他夫妇在保罗希拉的面前问他们说，怎么样可以得救？
He fell down before Paul and Silas. He said, "What must I do to be saved?"
保罗就对他谈讲信心的得救。
And so Paul shared with him to be saved by faith.
弟兄姊妹们，这个进度需要很多的教导。
And this needs much teaching.
当然，他需要更长的时间。
Of course, he needed more time.
这里说，他就把主的道讲给他和他的全家听。
And the scripture says they spoke the word of God to him and to all that were in his house.
那个禁足是有自由，就可以把保罗和希拉带到他家里去。
And this jailer had the freedom to take Paul and Silas into his house.
我不相信这些家人都到监狱里面来看禁足。
I don't believe that his family came to the prison to meet the Lord.
你想禁足会怎么说？
What do you think the jailer would say?
今天我带了两个人非常特别人从监牢里带到家里面来。
He probably say to them that I have brought two very special people from the prison to the house. Because I met something that's very wonderful. And they want to share with us the message of how to believe in Jesus. And this house then became the place where the jailer and his home and his family came to know Jesus.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们常常我们有家庭聚会，我们忽略了这一方面的意义。
And brothers and sisters, we have our house fellowship, home fellowship. Sometimes we neglect the meaning of this fellowship.
我们忽略了，我们只说哦，我们去参加个聚会，但是我们不觉得，或者我们以为在这里有个大家彼此交通。
We say we go to this home fellowship, but we say we have fellowship with each one another.
但是圣经里面以弗所都告诉我，使徒行传告诉我们，保罗对以弗所的教会也是这样做，常常在家里面教导他们。
And but in the Acts, Paul was was talking to the elders from Ephesus, and also said that he would teach from house to house.
所以如果没有家庭里面家和他的一家人都接受教导的话，我们在真理上是不够的。
And therefore, if there's no teaching in the homes, we will not have fullness of the truth.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看家可以有很多的功用在属灵的侍奉上面。
And therefore, we can see in the spiritual matters, the house has served many functions.
最后我要讲到一个事情，是亚基拉和百居拉的家庭。
And finally, I wanted to talk about this family,
Priscilla
and Aquila.
百居拉这个姊妹的名字，亚基拉这个弟兄的名字。
Priscilla is the woman's name, Aquila is the man's name.
圣经里面百居拉的名字好几次在亚基拉前面。
Several times in the scripture, Priscilla was mentioned before Aquila.
我们不知道为什么。
We don't know for sure.
但是也有亚基拉的名字在百居拉前面的时候。
But they also, we don't know for sure why, but there are also times Aquila appeared before Priscilla.
甚至这个夫妻俩是一同侍奉神的。
But this couple, husband and wife, served the Lord together.
有一天他们在一个聚会里面看见有一个年轻人，他的名字亚波罗在那里讲道。
And one time they saw this person preaching the gospel in the synagogue.
非常有口才，而且圣经非常的熟练。
And he's someone who has a great talent, and he knew the word of God very well.
他的主题是讲到约翰的洗礼。
And he was talking about the baptism of John.
他们就听见了，觉得说是还可以给他一点属灵上的帮助。
They heard him preaching. They saw that he needed some more instructions in the from the scriptures.
因为亚波罗也讲耶稣基督的事，但是却不是完全明白。
Because he also taught about Jesus, but he did not seem to fully understand.
结果亚基拉和百基拉就把他接来，教导他关于耶稣基督的事。
And Priscilla and Aquila brought him to their home, and they instructed him concerning Jesus.
所以亚基拉和百基拉，我相信，既然他们是夫妻，而且是一个家庭。
I believe Priscilla and Aquila were husband and wife, and they also
serve as a family.
They serve as a family.
所以我就相信，圣经里面讲到罗马的教会，讲到教会在亚基拉、百基拉家里面。
And so when the scripture mentioned the church in the house of Priscilla and Aquila,
可能当时教会的形态和我们不完全一样。
And perhaps the church of those days are not the same as the way they are today.
我们看见在使徒行传中间有公开的聚会，也有家里的聚会。
We see it in the book of Acts, there were open meetings, there were also home meetings in homes.
在我更加有这样的把握，相信公开的聚会是为了敬拜，为了赞美，为了荣耀神。
I have confidence to say that the open meetings were places where people came to worship, to praise him.
在家里的聚会更多是为了教导。
And in the meetings at homes were mainly for instructions.
所以我相信家里的这个家打开的结果是我们能够得到更多的造就。
And I believe that to open our homes is so that we can receive more instructions.
在要来的这一年中间，我们要把力量放在家庭的聚会中间。
In this coming year, we want to pay attention to our home fellowship.
我们希望家庭能够达成它的功用。
We hope that our homes can serve its purpose.
不仅是人听见福音得救了。
Not only people believe in Jesus Christ.
还需要有更多的教导，要给他们清楚的明白。
But also to have instructions so that there'll be greater understanding.
所以在家庭聚会中间能够产生这样的功用。
And therefore, it can serve its purpose in our home fellowship.
有些人可能像亚基拉、百基拉一样，在主的道上有相当深刻的教训和学习。
And perhaps someone are like Priscilla and Aquila, that they both have received much instructions from the Lord.
我相信我们教会中间有些弟兄姊妹也是相当的成熟。
And I believe that some brothers and sisters are very mature.
他们能够给神的儿女帮助。
And they can help other brothers and sisters.
甚至给传道人帮助。
And so they even give help to preacher ministers.
有些人像新信主的这个静竹或者吕底亚一样。
And some perhaps are especially gifted to help new believers such as the jailer.
他们需要一些教导。
And they need some instructions.
有些时候圣经里教导这么多，不知道从哪里问起。
And there's so many instructions in the Word of God, they don't know where to begin.
在家里面却可以得到帮助。
And this can be helped in the home.
我们再看一些情形更加明白，使徒行传第十章里面，哥尼流家里也是这样。
And we can see in the scripture that there can even a greater understanding in some other examples, such as Gamaliel in Acts 10.
哥尼流就是把家里打开，他的所有亲近的人都在那里听彼得讲道。
Gamaliel opened his home, and all his relatives came to the home.
弟兄姊妹们，我们每个人都有一个神祝福我们，我们的家都是不错的。
The Lord blesses us that most of us have very good families.
而且我们家庭的关系，我相信也都能够在神的恩典中间有正常的建立。
And I believe that in our families, because of God's grace, most of us have very have increasing good relationships.
我看见谢长老、谢师母他们家是如何蒙神的祝福，因为他们有家人在一起聚会的时间。
I see how our Elder Shea and Mr. Shea, their family, how they serve the Lord together because they have a family worship together.
我自己家里面也开始学这件事情，一个月聚一次。
And my family is also beginning to learn this. So we have a monthly meeting.
我希望从我的外祖父开始，每一个人都能够接受神的真理。
I hope the beginning with my grandfather that everyone will receive the truth.
我相信家是蒙神祝福的基本单位。
I believe the family is the basic unit where God blesses.
当我们看重我们家中的侍奉的时候
，When we emphasize the service in our homes，
我相信复兴就要从家里面开始。
And I believe the revival will begin with the home.
我实在心里面有负担，愿意看见在这一年中间。我们弟兄姊妹的家都是每一个打开来侍奉神。
I really hope that this year that each one of our families will be a place where it's open for the Lord to be a place to serve him.
我相信不用我说, 你们自己更明白, 有些人是更适合请到家里面来听福音的。
And I believe I don't need to tell you this, you probably know this more than I do. Some people are much more suitable to be invited to your homes.
我希望每一个聚会, 每一个礼拜聚会, 弟兄姊妹更加努力, 更加同心, 更加有计划的, 把你所关心的人请到家里面来。
I hope that each week in our home fellowships that we will even more more serious and more committed and even more planning to invite others to these home fellowships.
不是只是为了弟兄姊妹而已, 为了你的家人。
Not only for brothers and sisters, but for your family members.
就是为你自己的家人。
For your own family members.
你把他带到家庭里面来。
That you'll come bring them to your homes.
就是还没有信主的, 给他们机会信主。
Those who do not believe in Jesus will come to know Jesus.
若是属灵上长进的, 可以侍奉的, 让他们有地方侍奉。
And those who are more spiritually mature, there will be a place for them to serve.
到现在, 家庭还是社会的基本单位。
Up to now, the family is still the basic unit in our society.
我也相信这是一个基本的吸引力。
And I also believe that this is the basic attraction.
有神同在的家庭, 会吸引人来亲近耶稣。
The family that is have Jesus in their midst will be a place to attract others to them.
我们盼望弟兄姊妹更加注意家庭的关系。 求主来巩固每一个家庭的关系。
And I pray that you will emphasize even more the relationship in your home that it will be strengthened.
在我们这样交通的时候, 我希望弟兄姊妹心里面已经有感觉，也许我的家里面还有没有人得救, 是不是我们应该在家里面有事情。
And as I speak these, I hope that you are considering who among my families who do not have not been saved, and how we can serve the Lord by reaching them.
从哪里开始?
Where do you begin?
就是你家里,
your family.
也许你里面有这样的感觉,
and perhaps you have this sense.
如果你觉得这是主所给你的负担,
if you believe that this is the burden that the Lord has laid upon your heart,
你以为这是主给你启示,
and this is something that the Lord has shown you,
我希望你能够从这里开始。
I hope you can begin here.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们实在愿意我们看见弟兄姊妹们各个的家庭都是侍奉你的。
Lord, we pray that we can see that each family here is a home where they are serving you.
但是事实上许多时候我们自己家人都还没有信主。
But in fact, many of our own family members have not received Jesus yet.
求你开恩怜悯我们。
Lord, please have mercy on us.
当我们把家打开的时候, 我们也把我们的家人带到你的面前。
That as we open our homes, we will bring our family members before you.
让圣灵在那里自由地做工。
That the Holy Spirit can have the freedom to work.
让我们看见你在个人心中的工作。
That we might see your work in each individual.
好叫人能够遇见你得救。
And that many will meet you and will be saved.
我求你祝福个人的家。
We ask you to bless each home.
求你祝福他们全家。
We ask you to bless each household.
让全家都同心的来侍奉你。
That the whole household will be united in one heart to serve you.
无论是吃饭的时候一起祷告。
And whether it's praying together before meal.
或者是每一个礼拜都有在一起聚集的时间。
Or perhaps each week to have at regular times to meet together.
主，我求你释放我们的时间。
Lord, I ask you to release our time.
让我们注意到我们和家人中间彼此相处的关系。
That we may pay attention to how we relate one to another.
也能借此吸引更多的人看见基督有基督的家庭是何等的不同。
And that we might attract others to see that how the difference between those who do not, those who have the Lord.
让我们的家成为灯光照耀在世间。
That our homes may be a place, maybe the light in this world.
求你把光照在家中, 叫它照亮一家的人。
And that you may have that your light may be bright in each home to shine on each person.
愿意救恩在每个人家中开始。
And that the salvation will begin in each household.
愿复兴从每个家开始。
And that revival will begin in each household.
听我们的祷告。
We ask you to hear our prayers.
靠耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.